from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Talk when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Limp Bizkit. Did they perform in West Palm last night? I wanted to go see that tour. Was that in West Palm last night? I think I saw Ron Elkman, who's been our longtime station photographer, yeah. But he does all the concerts. I think I saw that he posted a picture of Corey Feldman, the 80s star, and it said performing with Limp Bizkit, and I thought it was in West Palm last night. Because Limp Bizkit's doing this big tour. Like, they're doing, you know, amphitheaters again.
It would make sense. They're in Tampa tonight at 6:30.
I think they were in West Palm last night.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see them.
Did you really?
I did. You sound very soft to me.
Are you softer
than normal?
No. I sound perfect. I think, you know, this is tough for me to tell you, Hawk, but I think your hearing is going as you get older.
Mm.
Sorry about that, man. Yeah. Sorry to have to break it to you.
Could have been the Limp Bizkit concert.
Yeah, they were here last night.
Did you go, Jimmy?
No, I did not.
What? Is that why you started the show with Limp Bizkit?
No, it's just a great song.
So that, like, just by coincidence?
What are the odds?
I don't think you've ever played Limp Bizkit on this show before.
Right.
By coincidence, you started today's show with Limp Bizkit?
That is correct.
Something's not adding up.
It's not. I don't believe him. And
you think he was at the Limp Bizkit show?
No, but just like, what are the odds that the one night Limp Bizkit is here in South Florida, Jimmy?
In 20 years.
Right, Jimmy, who literally just panders to you with the music selection every single day and just plays 80s music nonstop.
Why he gets to choose music.
Right. Would choose Limp Bizkit. to open the show, right? Like to come out of the box with Limp Bizkit.
It caught me off guard because we never play Limp Bizkit because that's 90s.
Right.
Well, I was listening to Limp Bizkit the other day in my car. So that's probably, yeah.
Hey, listen, no complaints out of me. I love Limp Bizkit.
I don't know if I believe Jimmy, anything he's saying, by the way, Hawk. I found out today Jimmy is basically Benedict Arnold.
I am not.
Really?
Yeah, he is basically Benedict Arnold. You know, he's a big volleyball fan. Team USA, volleyball, men's volleyball, indoor, was playing Poland. Apparently, they're the favorites coming into the tournament. It's a semifinal match. They're up 2-1. They ended up blowing it. I was outraged. And Jimmy just seemed to be cool with Poland winning.
He's a fan of the sport.
Right. That's exactly what it came off as. Like, hey, Poland deserved it because they're the better team. But, I mean, where's your national pride? I think
you were rooting for Uruguay over the U.S.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. I'm actually Uruguayan.
What do you mean that doesn't? No, you were born right here in the good old U.S. of A.
Right, but both of my parents, my heritage comes from Uruguay.
You were born right here in the good old U.S. of A.
So that means I can't root for where my family's
from?
Over
America?
Yeah.
Over your home country?
In soccer? No. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not if you're going to castigate Jimmy over it.
No, because he has no ties to Poland. His name
How do you know? You didn't know that he listened to Limp Bizkit in his car.
That's fair, but his name is Jaime Garcia. I think I have a pretty good understanding of where he's from.
Jimmy, do you like pierogies?
No. The U.S. had the momentum and they lost it.
Have you ever had a pierogi?
No.
You know what a pierogi is?
Absolutely not.
Okay. You know what a pierogi is, Solana?
Isn't it like a dumpling?
Yeah. Great call by you.
Yeah. We talked about pierogies before a couple years ago. And
Mr. Worldly. All of a sudden, Pitbull's at your school, and now you're Mr. Worldwide.
Dale.
So the Dolphins had their second joint practice with the Falcons today, but it ended early. They called it. I'm watching Inside Training Camp on NFL Network right now. Who got injured? It was one of the receivers for the Falcons, right?
Yeah.
Rondell Moore?
Yeah, it doesn't look good, man. He had an air cast on his leg. That's no bueno.
So they canceled practice. Like, they had practice. They had fought. But after, Rondell Moore. Yeah, it says an air cast on his right leg was taken to Baptist Health Medical Facility. Practice was called. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly why they don't play players in preseason, but you have to get some sort of action, you know, in practice. And that's obviously the biggest fear, always injuries.
That's tough too, right? Because you watch something like that happen and then they're like, hey, get back on the field. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I think we're okay.
I think I'm going to sit this one out, coach.
I saw that dude's knee turn the other way. Think I'm done for the day. Take these pads off.
Crowder will be joining us just a little bit late today. He's at the Giants facility watching them practice with the pivot. I told him find the business center, and he did. He sent us a picture. He's already set up, but it looks like a work area. I don't know how he's going to do the radio show.
Yeah, that's...
You know, it looks like a media work area.
That's the media workroom, because you could literally zoom in and see the other names of, like, people who have assigned stations there.
Like Manish Mehta.
Mm-hmm. Manute Bol, of course. So is he done? Is Manish Mehta done in media?
I think so.
Right?
Doesn't seem to have the national outlet that he wants at. Anyway, I didn't think we'd start today's show talking about Limp Bizkit and Manish Mehta, but here we are. I saw Omar Kelly. He tweeted Stephen Ross was at practice today. Adam Beasley had tweeted another Dolphins late hit leads to another big brawl. And then I think the bad news for Dolphins fans is that Aaron Brewer, who's the center that they brought in, who I'm guessing was going to be the starting center, he was having his right hand examined by trainers, and then he left the practice field.
Yeah, left the practice field. Apparently, he came back to watch before it ended.
Oh, he did?
But he left. He was taken out of practice.
Man, that's a bad sign. Connor Williams signed with the Seahawks, I think, yesterday, right?
Yeah, he did.
So we're at Liam Eichenberg again.
Hey, Eichenberg Express, everybody. Let's go. Jump on the train. Let's go. It's either leaving with you or without you. So jump on, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there is the option for it to leave without me?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there is. Whether you're on it or not, Tua's getting sacked. So jump aboard.
Can I hear the Liam Eichenberg Express again?
Poo poo!
About how I'd expect to hear. River Craycraft had the orange jersey today. Can we find his playlist? I mean, what's going to be on there?
Shania.
There's got to be some Limp Bizkit on there.
Eminem, Shania Twain.
Eminem, Shania Twain, Springsteen.
Like a song from the Wizard of Oz Broadway show.
What?
Popular from the Wizard of Oz Broadway show.
Hall and Oates, maybe. Because River Craycraft, and I'm only doing this because of the name, it sounds earthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like almost like hippie-like.
Right.
So, I don't know, the Birds. Crosby, Stills, Nash.
You know what I bet he has? Like a bunch of country music on there. Now that you say it, River.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's from, but I would imagine like Texas or Oklahoma. You
right.
Know, like,
those... like if you're from San Diego, your parents don't name you River.
No shot.
You know, you're from Fort Lauderdale. They don't call you River.
Well, he's from California. So maybe.
That's
wrong.
What I was saying.
Right.
If you're from California, probably River. Mm-hmm. Maybe Minnesota, the Great Lakes.
Right. Yeah, he's from just outside of Los Angeles. So I think we pretty much nailed this one, Hawk.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So he likes In-N-Out Burger.
Right.
And Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
nailed that one. Jimmy, work on that. See if you can get the playlist from today's Dolphins practice, because the guy in the orange jersey gets to wear choose the songs.
Yeah.
River Craycraft. Remember, we were reading some of the practice recaps yesterday, I think from Chris Perkins, and they were saying River Craycraft had a really good practice. He gets the orange jersey, gets to pick the music.
So here's where I'm at with River Craycraft. Last year, Hawk, on Game Day Uncensored, our pregame show with me and Tobin, pretty much bet Craycraft anytime touchdown every single week. We just couldn't lay off of it.
And what was it at? Like, is that what was that like a plus 300 or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, like plus 250, plus 285 some games. He went a long streak without playing because of injury and then not catching passes, no touchdowns. So I think it might have gone up to like plus 380, plus 385. But if you remember 2 years ago, Tua low key in the red zone loved River Craycraft for whatever reason. Threw him the ball. I was kind of out on Craycraft anytime touchdown last year because of the amount of money I lost on River Craycraft. But after seeing him in the orange jersey today, I'm back. I'm 100% back.
That's your bet every week.
Every week. River Craycraft anytime touchdown.
Someone wanted to know what we're betting today.
Ooh.
Is there anything going on today in the Olympics that we can bet on during the show?
Sure there is. I don't know, let me do a little research here.
All right, Jimmy, you figure out River Craycraft's playlist. Solana, you figure out what we can bet on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on it.
All right?
Yeah.
What do I do?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get headlines here. We'll start out the show. Again, Crowder's going to join us a little late today. He's at Giants practice. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network, he's going to join us, as he always does on Wednesdays. And I have a gift for you today. We are going to listen to Mike McDaniel break down eloquently the battle for the backup quarterback position.
Yeah.
I think you will have complete clarity after you hear Mike McDaniel break it down.
Yeah, and it's pretty short, too. You know, he keeps this one short. It's only 18
right.
minutes.
You get so. Just a it's a quick 18-minute answer on Mike White versus Skylar Thompson.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Hawk, I nailed that, by the way, 2 days ago. On Monday, you said, what are storylines going into the first game? And I told you, hey, I think
we
the biggest...
We goofed on you.
Yeah, you did. Both you and Crowder kind of ripped me. No, Mike White, trust me, Mike White. But, man, every beat reporter has come away From every practice since the first one, every training camp practice with Mike White looks underwhelming in these training camps. And I'm rooting for Mike White, by the way. Like, I like him, but
he's one of Josh Appel's best friends.
Right.
He was in Josh Appel's wedding party.
Yeah. We were in a suite.
In the suite with him.
Right. We were in a suite with him. Real nice guy. Shook his hand. Very firm handshake as well. I like that.
Quarterback style handshake.
Right.
He told Mike Cuno today, man, I hope I am not, I'm not breaking, you know, like confidence here amongst people. But Mike White told Mike Cuno today, I'm privy to this. I can't tell you how. Mike White told Mike Cuno today that Josh Appel is the least athletic person on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know Josh Appel, he's our fill-in host. If you know Josh, his body, his build connotes D1 scholarship.
Yeah, it does.
But I've been told from Appel himself that he has no athletic capabilities. And Mike White today weighed in on it and said he's the least athletic person he knows.
I'm glad he was able to confirm what most of us have known for a while, though.
But how would you know that?
It's in his face.
You know what I mean? Like, Appel looks like an athlete. He's got the build of an athlete. He loves sports. He talks sports. He's very knowledgeable about sports. What would lead you to believe that he's not a good athlete?
How many minutes do you have here? First of all, anybody whose entire wardrobe is Lululemon, you already know. Not athletic. Second of all.
Right. Poser.
Total poser. Total poser.
Right.
Second of all, I mean, let's be honest. You've had lunch with him a couple times. Not exactly cutting calories or carbs, you know? So
I didn't say that he exists like a professional athlete at the top of his game. I'm just saying you look at him and you know his background in sports, one would believe that he's a superstar athlete.
You can just tell sometimes by looking at somebody whether they have it or not.
Well, the moment he ordered boneless wings, I knew.
Right.
Have you ever seen a top athlete order boneless wings?
No, never. Absolutely never.
Never. Clay Ferrero, he orders boneless wings.
Right. Doesn't really exude top athlete either. Clay Ferrero, tall.
Doesn't strike me. Tall, right.
Tall.
But doesn't strike me as someone who would impose his will in the paint.
Correct. He's not a bruiser down low.
Mm-hmm. He's got more of a perimeter game. I would believe Clay Ferrero had a perimeter game.
Yeah, he runs, you know, pick up at the Y like he's Steph Curry. He's just setting screens, running over screens, catching.
You see him on the sideline there, and you go, I'm going to take that guy. And all of a sudden, that guy is DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what's going on here? I thought I was getting, you know. Actually, Clay thinks he's Victor Wembanyama.
Ooh, good point.
But he's really more like, you know, Victor Bermudez. Actually, I think Vic's a pretty good athlete.
Well, Vic thinks he's a phenomenal athlete because he's in great shape.
Correct.
Right? Like guys Correct. who are big, yeah. muscular, yeah. they can lift heavy, all think that they should have been D1 athletes, even though, you know, they go out to their Turkey Bowl every single year and they drop 18 of 22 passes that came their way.
Right.
I really have no horse in this race, or shouldn't, because Joe Rose kicked my ass in tennis. So I am coming off a bit hypocritical here, to be honest.
No, we're not saying that we're star athletes.
Right.
We're just pointing out that I'm telling you that Mike White confirmed today that Josh Appel is a terrible athlete, yeah. and that's, I think, would be shocking to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mike. I hope you win the QB2 position now, just based on that comment.
Well, we'll listen to Mike McDaniel's comments, and you'll have some clarity.
Hey, tomorrow, by the way, Team USA versus Serbia in the semifinal at 3 p.m. Germany and France playing the other semifinal at 11:30 a.m., but we will get Team USA versus Serbia.
Nothing today? Nothing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's women's basketball today at 3:30
p.m. All right. I think USA women play today, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's bet this.
3 p.m. Let's see. Yeah. The U.S. plays at 3:30 versus Nigeria today. Women's tournament quarterfinals.
All right. So what do we know? Am I correct? Like, Team USA has not lost in like 50 years. Has anyone seen this?
Yeah. I think they've won every single gold medal ever in the women's basketball tournament at the Olympics.
They're 27.5 point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Any prop bets here? What's Caitlin Clark?
Not in Paris.
What? We discuss next. All right, get the headlines real quick so we can get to Zach Gill.
The Marlins play again tonight. Lauri Markkanen gets paid. Five-year renegotiation and extension with the Utah Jazz. Inter-Miami.
Oh, here we go. Asia Wilson. You told me she's an up-and-comer, right?
Yeah, up-and-comer. Two-time MVP up-and-comer, huh?
And this Aperol Spritz, everyone's starting to drink these now.
Yeah, totally new Aperol Spritz. I think Aperol's only been around for 250 years. Totally new drink.
Asia Wilson to score 20 or more points is minus 140. 25 or more points is plus 210. 30 or more points is plus 700.
Yeah, I don't like that,
35
though.
Or more. Like, right, because you figure she's not going to play much, right?
Yeah, they're going to be up by 30. And like Jewel Lloyd will get more minutes than Asia Wilson.
Breonna Stewart. Two or more made threes.
Be Swizzy. I like that. Or
plus 165.
What about Sabrina Ionescu?
Oh, you've got her shoes.
I do. I wear her basketball shoes.
Let's see. Two or more made threes, minus 155. Three or more made threes, plus 225.
Hmm.
15 or more points, plus 500.
Hmm.
She's not a big scorer.
I don't think she gets enough shots per game to score 15. But three or more threes, I mean, she only shoots threes. That's her game.
Plus 225 or two or more threes at minus 155.
Yeah. This is tough, man. Truthfully, I have not watched a single women's basketball game at the Olympics, so I'm leading you astray here. I truthfully am. Right. Yesterday, I've watched every U.S. men's basketball game, so I knew Devin Booker would go off yesterday. I am just guessing at this point. So are you down?
Total nerd to buy her shoes, minus 375.
Bro, she has some of the best basketball shoes out right now.
All right.
Bunch of NBA players wear them. That's fine. Hate on them. As you rock the George Halas ones. Go ahead.
Listen, if you want to castigate George Halas, maybe the greatest football coach of all time, feel free.
What do you think he would think about Mike McDaniel?
Somebody says, I was at the Limp Bizkit show last night. Amazing. I'm bummed I missed that. I didn't realize they were here last night. You know who else was here? Was it last night? No, Monday night. Christopher Cross.
I did see
Broward
that.
Center.
I did see that, yeah. Isn't he big enough to play at like Hard Rock or something? I mean, the Broward
Christopher
Center.
Christopher Cross?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1973.
Man, the Broward Center... again, like, it's great for a show, but a concert at the Broward Center? How many people?
Yeah, no, that's a huge venue for a musician.
Really?
Yeah. Because tickets are expensive, holds a couple thousand people.
Like 6,000, maybe, right?
I'd say probably like around 4,000, maybe.
Yeah, man. That's it? That's what Christopher Cross 3, is doing now?
Oh, my God, for sure. It's 2024.
Right, but isn't he massive?
No. He won the Grammy for Best New Artist. He's got a lot of hits, but he's not like was never like a amphitheater star.
I guess this is a problem. Like, we play Christopher Cross on the show for the past 5 years. You love Christopher Cross, and I know half his songs. I've just come to this conclusion that he is a big star because of your praise. So I was expecting him.
Talented musician, and you know, I love him. Gail Garden loves him, but there's only so many people, so many seats you can sell.
Go ask Gail if she was there.
Zach Gelb saying he never got a link.
Oh, I did not send him the link. Send it to him right now. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Why didn't you just text me instead of ratting me out?
Did you give any headlines? Because he likes to throw you under the bus.
Yeah, it's weird.
It really is why.
Yeah. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866.
You do headlines or we're just doing weather?
No, I did headlines.
You did?
I did. Marlins play tonight. Inter Miami plays tomorrow. Leagues Cup final versus Toronto. They host them. Round of 32 action.
Did you find River Craycraft's playlist, Jimmy?
Not yet, but I'm still working on it.
All right. What were you working on, Solana? I forgot.
What we're going to bet on today. We found
USA, and we were kind of hashing it out there.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy today, hot and humid. That is your weather.
All right. Take a quick break, and Zach Gelb will join us when we come back.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, did you find your tooth?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You can hear Zach Gelb every afternoon all across the nation on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us live from the WFAN studios in New York City. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He joins us every Wednesday, really. And he's with us again today. What's like the strangest market that your show airs on?
I think all markets are equal. So I will not say any market.
But what's the strangest, like, are you on in, Fiji, Bora Bora? Like, where, obviously, we can all be heard on the Odyssey app anywhere, but is there a particular market that your show, you know of that's an odd market?
I think all markets are normal. Nothing is odd to me.
All right. There's a guy who wants to keep his network paycheck going. So the Dolphins and Falcons had their
Florida's the weirdest market.
Second joint practice. That I won't argue.
Weird people, let me tell you.
Dolphins and Falcons had their second joint practice today, and it ended up getting canceled. Rondell Moore from the Falcons ended up being carted off, had an air cast on. Like, it was bad. They ended up canceling the practice, but there were a couple of scraps during practice. It was their second day of joint practices. We talked about it with Crowder. The joint practices are more valuable than the preseason games themselves, yes?
From every coach that I talk to and player, they think so, because they could control and script everything how they wanted to. and you know that the quarterback is not going to get hit. So I do think there is more value to the teams than what these preseason games have turned into be.
You think we'll head to the day, we talked about this yesterday, where what, there's 18 regular season games, maybe one preseason game, maybe none?
So right now, what, we have 17 regular season games, and they have three preseason games. So I think it will eventually go to 18 and two preseason games. Because they'll try to, the way that they work around the player safety issue, because it's more unsafe to have more regular season games, they'll just keep us like, oh, well, it's the same amount of games, we're just trimming a preseason game. So that's what they'll keep on doing, I would imagine.
I'm a big fan of it. I hope they go to 20 regular season games. I hope they go, I was saying yesterday, to 82 games, match an NBA schedule. There's nothing like football season for me. I don't care about the ramifications. Yeah, you know, rest the quarterback every other game. Like, have two good quarterbacks on your roster. Change the whole complexion of the game.
The only problem is you keep on adding more regular season games, then you get into the playoffs. Maybe Tua already used up all of his wins on the year.
I knew that was coming. So, Gelb, who...
Because you guys have an algorithm now. It's whenever I come on and say something about Tua, you guys blast it out on the YouTube. Dolphin haters, we blasted it out last week.
Solana tricked you into saying that Tua and the Dolphins are going to go win the Super Bowl. And then Solana just clipped that. We sent it out to kind of ruin your rep. But I will tell you, Dolphins fans who are listening, if you listen to Zach Gelb or if you follow him on social media, Tyreek Hill was voted the number one player in the NFL.
Disgrace.
That's our guy. And Gelb has a major problem with it.
It's a disgrace.
In keeping with his character.
Don't get me wrong. Tyreek Hill's the best wide receiver in football. Christian McCaffrey is the best running back in football. But there is no way that Patrick Mahomes shouldn't be the number one quarterback. And also he should be the number one player in the league. If I had Chris Greer sitting right next to me, and we shot him up with True Serum, and I asked him, who would you want to have at quarterback this year? Give me one guy. Every NFL general manager, even the ones that have Burrow, even the ones that have Josh Allen, CJ Stroud, everyone would take Patrick Mahomes.
So you're saying Tyreek Hill can't be the best player in the NFL because Patrick Mahomes, and I understand what you're saying, Patrick Mahomes is the guy every team would pick first, right?
Yes.
If you could redraft, every single player goes into a pool and the teams are all going to redraft. There's going to be a consensus number one. All 32 teams would take Patrick Mahomes first.
Sure.
Okay, I'm with you there. But who voted on this? It was players, right?
It was players. Yeah. But here's the thing. This list is such a sham. There are players that have been in the league for 10 years that have claimed they've never even seen this list. It was back to 2013, to be fair. But Florio said like only 28% of the league voted on it.
You're saying fake electors.
I will not accept the results of this election. We may hear that again coming up in a few months. I'm not a political guy, though.
Fake electors. Zach Gelb, there's your clip, Solana. I will not accept the results of the upcoming election.
But, like, look at it. Tyreek Hill leaves the Chiefs. And this is not anti-Tyreek Hill. He's phenomenal. He's the best wide receiver in the game. I'll say that once again. But he leaves the Chiefs. And who is Mahomes throwing the ball to? And he still won the last two Super Bowls. It's like, come on.
No, it's an argument for Mahomes. I'm with you there. But let me extrapolate this out here for a second, okay?
Big word.
So, Tyreek Hill, we agree he's the best receiver in football. And if you don't think he's the best receiver in football, he's certainly top two, top three at the very least. Okay. Tua, would you agree top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I would not. I've said this before with you guys. I think there's seven guys in the league without a doubt have to be in your top 10 list. Then after that, I believe there is a range of 8 to 14. You could put any of those guys in the final three spots. For me personally, I do not have Tua in those final three spots when I do my top 10 list.
Raheem Mostert. Let's say Mostert and Achane, top 10 running back duo in the NFL.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Jalen Ramsey, top 5 corner.
Yeah, it depends where his health is at, but yeah, no, he's still extremely good.
Mike McDaniel, top 10 offensive-minded head coach.
In terms of top 10 head coach, no, top 10 offensive-minded head coach, yes.
So if I extrapolate all that out, like, they've got to be pretty damn good this upcoming season.
Let me ask you this, though. What's the biggest difference from last year to this year with the Dolphins?
Well, they're missing a couple key guys on
defense.
That's
the thing. The injuries and how late they happened.
So well, not just the injured guys, but Andrew Van Ginkel is gone. Christian Wilkins is gone.
Yeah, so it's like one of those things where I'm sitting here. What's really going to change with the Dolphins? They got to win a playoff game this year. And I can't sit here and confidently say they're going to.
I think that's a low expectation.
But here's the thing. I know you guys got on me last week in a fun way for saying they're going to be third in the division. They could easily be first in the division. You're splitting hairs with those three teams. But it's not crazy to say they finish third in the division and don't even make the playoffs. Then I could also make the case that they go into the playoffs and they win a playoff game. But outside of winning one playoff game, you know, can I expect them to win two? I don't. You know, I think there's just teams that are better than them, like the Bengals, like the Bills, as you saw last year. Obviously, Kansas City, who beat them twice. The Texans are going to be strong once again, and they got better this offseason, adding Danielle Hunter and Stephon Diggs. I'm not saying that the Jacksonville Jaguars are this great team, but I think they're going to bounce back after an injury-plagued season a year ago. So it is, and you had the Jets, like, it's a mess. And all the AFC North teams, right, are good. Only seven teams could get in, and four get taken up by the divisions. So you could easily get in and win a playoff game, but you could just as easily miss the playoffs this year if you're the Miami Dolphins.
So are you saying essentially that this Dolphins team, and whether it's because of Tua or whether it's because of the defense, can't compete with the top teams in the AFC? Like, I understand what you're saying, and I kind of feel the same way you do, which is they're not going to go through Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and CJ Stroud to win, you know, the AFC title. I can't foresee them doing that. But are you saying that they can't compete with those top teams either?
No. What I'm saying is this. Like, let's just pencil in the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game for the foreseeable future. Some years they'll
because
not.
Of Mahomes, right? That's only because of Mahomes. Because of,
it was the same thing with Brady, right? Brady and the Pats.
I'm with you on that. I'm Mahomes. But it's strictly because of him.
Outside of that, they can beat any other team in the AFC. They can. They can beat any other team in the AFC. Doesn't mean they will. I thought they could have beat Buffalo last year. Remember, they were my pick to win the division, the Miami Dolphins. And look, Buffalo, in that final game of the season, did not play great, and they were still better than Miami.
The only reason that I bring up it's only because of Mahomes is because I think if you put the Dolphins roster, going back to what I was just presenting to you, I think if you put the Dolphins roster up against other rosters in the AFC, you'd go, this team could be the team that competes against Kansas City.
Sure. And there's questions on basically everyone's roster. But when I look at the quarterback, like, there's questions on Buffalo's roster. I trust Josh Allen more than I trust Tua. And we're talking about getting to the second round and winning the second round to get to the final two teams in the AFC. You look at the Bengals. You know, there's questions on their roster. But I trust Joe Burrow more than I trust Tua. You know, even the Texans. I trust CJ Stroud more than I trust Tua. The bottom line is, when you look at the Dolphins, there's three things that jump out to me. Three question marks heading into the season. Offensive line. Can the quarterback win a big game? And how much rust is there to shake off when these big-time, really good defensive players come back from their injuries?
Fair. Those are all fair questions. Who do you have as a sleeper successful team in the NFL, AFC or NFC, this season? And who do you have as a team, because you're like, oh, I think Jacksonville puts it together. Who's a team that you think people are high on that is going to be an abject failure this coming season?
Okay, I think the Cowboys are going to miss the playoffs. I don't think they make the playoffs, period, this year.
Really leaning into that,
huh? 12 wins.
He's doubling down from last season.
I like it. I respect it.
You think Bill Belichick is their head coach at some point during the season?
What, did I pick the Cowboys to miss the playoffs last year?
No, but, you know, you
were... No, but you're with Crowder. You're with Crowder and
Dak
camp.
What up, my guy, number four? But I think the Cowboys missed the playoffs. Hey, Micah Parsons doesn't have a new contract. CeeDee Lamb doesn't have a new contract. Dak doesn't have a new contract. And, oh yeah, by the way, the coach is on the final year of his deal. And they didn't get better. So I think they're going to miss the playoffs outright. I think the Bears make the playoffs as like a 9-8 wild card team with Caleb Williams. I think Jacksonville wins the AFC South this year. The Texans still make the playoffs, though. They'll make it as a wild card. You know, I'm bullish on the Rams this year. Now, they suffered some injuries as of late. I know that's not like a sleeper, but I don't think enough people are talking about the Rams. And as long as Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, Matthew Stafford, that trio could stay healthy, They're once again going to put up a ton of points on the board. And I like the draft picks of Verse and Fisk from Florida State.
Did you see the huge nationwide, I'm guessing you covered this on your show, the nationwide, international, really, college football news out of Miami yesterday?
That they were in the top 25 in the Coaches Bowl?
Not UM. I'm talking about the other team in Miami. Yes, that is Solana's alma mater. He's an FIU Panther.
I was wondering why Solana was there yesterday.
They will, and he was there, they will now play at Pitbull Stadium. That's cool. Yes or no?
Yes, cool. And it'll be the last time we probably talk about FIU football.
I'm not so certain about that, Zach. I'm not so certain. Ken, you want to throw up a little pause up with me? Come on, let's do it. Pause up.
Yeah, so you could clip that? Sure.
Yeah, there you
pause
go.
Up. Is pause that up. What they do? Pause There's up. No way they actually do that.
I think Caleb pause Williams up. Is doing that with the Bears, too. That's like his new Bears thing.
Yeah.
Can you give me like a bear noise, though, when you do that?
Well, no, we're the Panthers.
I know, but when you say pause up, I think of a bear. I don't think of of a Panther.
But that's kind
of
cool news, right? That Pitbull is going to be the stadium naming rights partner and a partner to the program. And
yeah, I'm more of an FAU guy, there. If I'm being serious. Go Owls. I stay owl to owl with my alma mater, Temple being owl. I'm more of an owl guy, to be fair. Yeah. So go Owls. And Boca Raton, Florida.
Everything I can have his own opinion.
Mm-hmm. But pause up, because I really think
who's got the cooler stadium name? We talked about this yesterday. This is for the state of Florida. Hurricanes play at Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, it's so called Hard Rock Stadium.
FIU plays at Pitbull Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
FAU, the Owls, they play at FAU Stadium.
Lame.
FSU plays at Doak Campbell. UF plays at Ben Hill Griffin. UCF plays at some mortgage-named stadium. And USF plays at Raymond James, where the Buccaneers play. Who's got the coolest stadium name in Florida college football?
I guess FIU. I will give that victory.
Over Hard Rock?
Solana. Yeah, come on. That stadium has changed names like 9,000 times in my life.
But Hard Rock's a badass name.
I can't even keep up with what they call that stadium anymore. I think, though,
talk.
They should change their mascot, FIU. What you say, the Panthers is their mascot?
Yeah.
Get rid of that. You should get a live pit bull. On the sideline.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not. It's not
Playing
a bad
That's
idea.
Not a bad idea. Like a pit bull. The Florida FIU pit bulls.
FIU pit bulls. Mm-hmm. The problem is pit bulls, I believe, are illegal in Miami-Dade County or were illegal in Miami-Dade County.
Even better.
So maybe.
Isn't that even better?
I guess that is better. Yeah.
Let's be real. With all these infractions with the NCAA and
Ryan,
all
you
these things
stay on
that
the good
happened.
Side. What was their original name?
No, I don't even think it matters.
What was their original name, Solana?
They used to be the Sunblazers. Then they were the Golden Panthers. They dropped the Golden, and now they're just the Panthers. Yeah, Sunblazers to me was
Sunblazers a much better name than Panthers. First of all, the Florida Panthers are the Florida Panthers. Yeah. You don't need another Panther in town. FIU is always going to be the lesser of the two Panthers.
Not true.
Sunblazers is a badass name.
Does FIU claim that they are the Stanley Cup champions, like how UCF claimed that they were the National Football College champions 2 years ago?
No. And they're always going to be baby brother. Sunblazers would be cool. FIU Sunblazers.
Sunblazers was a badass name back in the 80s. Yeah. I'm with you.
Are you in or out of Miami this year, Hawk?
UM?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've said this since the end of last season. Every year I get fooled and I watch the offseason and everything is perfect and I buy in and then they lose to Middle Tennessee. And I go, what is going on here? So I specifically, Solana, right? I have said during the offseason, I am not falling for it again. I'm not falling for it again. And then this Cam Ward, you watch everyone talk about this.
I've talked to him before.
And then you see him and he's named ACC preseason player of the year.
Great story, too.
And you go like, how can they not be back?
He was
like, if they're just snake bit, because the recruiting is great and this Cam Ward looks like he's the real deal, not like some hope in the, you know, shot in the dark where you go, hey, maybe this is the guy. Like, this guy seems to be the real deal. So now, all of a sudden, less than a month out of UM opening the season against the Florida Gators, I'm kind of in.
I don't have many college football wishes this year. I would love to see DJ Uiagalelei, though, at Florida State. just destroy Dabo Swinney and drag him up and down the field.
I'm with you.
I'm with that.
Yeah. Dabo is an ass. All right.
Do you buy UM?
I did a segment yesterday. Teams that are in the top 25 that won't be in the top 25 at the end of the year. I'm most curious if they'll be in the top 25 at the end of the year. And I'm skeptical, even though I love Mario Cristobal and I'm a big fan of Cam Ward. I'm just skeptical that they take the jump from being a 7-win team then in the top 25.
It's fair. I can't argue it. Just based on every season doing that same thing. Happy birthday, Lee Corso, by the way, as long as we're going to talk some college football here. 89 years old today.
Wow.
Lee Corso.
Yeah. Good appetizer for 2 days from now.
What is that?
That's my 30th birthday, August 9th.
30th birthday, Zach
Gelb.
Holy mackerel. It is going to decline quickly, man.
Yeah. Oh, my. I used to be able to, like, you know, get a little cut on the sides and all my gray hairs would go away. And I tried to do it the other day and I'm like, oh boy, those gray hairs are
to be able to get a cut on the actual top of my head.
I don't think I'm that far off.
I can't even do that anymore. Zach
I'm
Gelb.
Officiating a wedding, by the way.
Are you
my
really?
30th birthday. My best friend's getting married. I'm the officiant for the wedding.
You're ordained.
In the state of Rhode Island. Yes.
All right. Well,
for one day.
That marriage isn't going to last. Zach Gelb, Infinity Sports Network. We'll see you, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Be well. Roar!
Give you a little pause up there at the end. All right. Zach Gelb joins us on Wednesdays. We'll have more Hockman and Crowder coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is the hamburger and the hot dog, are they friends or are they competition?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.